Yes, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Weather-wise, it's beautiful. The conditions are great to get out and do some fishing, maybe a little bit of bow hunting. We got the major seasons. Duck and deer are going to be opening up. Some deer seasons are already underway for the archery hunters and the primitive weapons. It depends. You got to check your regulations for the area that you hunt in. Let's start off down in Campo's Marina down in Shell Beach. Robbie Campo joins us. Hey, Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Don, if I was any better, I'd have to have a permit, man. I'm telling you, it's been I've been doing great. You know, everybody's good. Plenty of fish being caught this week. I tell you, man, it's just been one of these weeks that you know you wait for fall to get here, and it's just been on, man. It's been an epic week of fishing. I got to go fishing Tuesday when I got back from Kentucky. I got my next first day at work. I got in a boat. And went did some fishing with Captain Giacomo. We put 45 in the boat for 9:30 in the morning, 2 minutes from Campo's Marina, right down the ship channel here across from Duluth Canal on the south side channel on Mystico. This has been, Don, if you can't catch fish, I said this week before last time, I'm going to say it again. If you can't catch fish now, you got to go do something different. You got to go take up golfing. You got to go do some, you know, arts and crafts or some kind of other other activities, because now it is on. This is what we wait for every year. This is what the season is all about, and it, right now is it, man. I'm telling you, it's been, you know, if you want to fish Chalmette, fish Chalmette. If you want to go to Hopedale, go to Hopedale. If you got spots there you want to go. You go to Delacro, anywhere in St. Bernard Parish right now, come Shell Beach. It's been, you know, top of the Bluffy Marsh, you know, the Chalmette, the Regulies, Lake Bourne. It's anywhere south of this Mystico, you know, from Coquille, Lake Robin, anywhere you pick. You could just about flip a coin and go there and catch fish right now. So this is what we wait for, Don. This is the epic time of fishing. You know, when fall gets here, we all wait for it. And it's here. Take advantage of it. Now, you do have a little bit less current today than you had, tide range than you had earlier in the week, but you still got enough that you're going to be, you know, to make it happen. So get out here, get you some live bait. One of the things I witnessed this the other day, and one of the guys is throwing a Marker 54 shrimp, okay?
Right.
Could not catch a fish on a plastic. We were wearing them out on live bait. I said, you better switch over to live bait because you're going to get left back. So we put him, and he did. He got his 15 with the live bait. But I tell you, Don, it's been take them for insurance. If you don't want to buy many, I know. And look, later on during the week, it was great with live bait. Earlier in the week, it wasn't so, you know, with plastics. Earlier in the week, All live bait, you know, so things do change, but take some for insurance. Make sure you got some. We put some puppy drums in the boat, 18-inch puppy drums in the boat. So it's been fishing. I don't care what you want to catch right now. You can catch it. So come on down, hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We got plenty of live shrimp. So boxes are stacked up with them. The tanks are stacked up. And there ain't no reason that you shouldn't be able to stack your box with fish today too. So come on down and see us.
And if you don't use them all, you can bring them home and fry them up. They're great, nice, fresh shrimp. Nothing fresher than a live shrimp. Robbie, that was one common denominator. Everybody I talked to this week said that they wanted the live bait so much more than the plastic bait. I don't know what that's all about, but how did you guys fish it to do so well? Did you tight line it up on those rocks? Did you put it underneath the cork? And if you did, how deep was it?
We were fishing about 50 yards from the bank. And you know, on a flat, about 4 feet of water, and we were fishing 3 feet under a cork, a popping cork, and a rattle cork, and it made all the difference in the world. And we wound up, man, we were just, man, I tell you, Don, I haven't seen a bite like that in a long. We had eight throwbacks. We had eight throwbacks that whole morning. So the fish are crossing that 13-inch threshold. I did hear reports this week, later on the week when the tide kind of started to slack up a little bit, that they did have you know, a lot of throwbacks with him. But, you know, like 12 and a half and, you know, the ones that's right close to 13. But nevertheless, you know, the fish are eating up. This now is the time. It just really is. Now is the time.
Robbie, one more thing before you go. You can confirm this if it's true. I got a report that down there at Campos Marina, with every launch, you're given a free Taylor Swift bracelet with the launch today. Is that true?
Let me tell you what. Now, look, I know there's a lot of Swifties out there, and I'll probably catch a little heat for this, okay? But I'm going to tell you, Don, if that little skinny thing was singing on a Wycliffe bridge and it was free, I wouldn't go watch her at the Wycliffe bridge. That's just me. That's me now, okay?
Right.
So, that's just me. But, you know,
well, there's people paying thousands of dollars to go sit there and,
But it would. But I'm not one of those guys.
No, me either.
And I don't have Taylor Swift bracelets. I'm sick of hearing about it, to tell you the truth. That's all the news talked about. And so now, look. Did she bring a lot of money into our city? I'm sure she did. But, it didn't help me out there.
Well, some of those Swifties might even find their way down there and fish out of the marina. You know,
I need people to come fishing. So, look, I need people to come fishing. So that's
All right. I heard you had a whole hamper full of bracelets, Taylor Swift bracelets, to give away with the launch. So if anybody comes down and asks you, just tell them.
True.
Just tell him Don put out, he got a hold of some fake news and there's nothing to it. So.
Yeah, right. Definitely the fake news. So.
All right. Let's enjoy this while got it, Robbie. We'll talk next week.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Scene, but you're not going to get a free Taylor Swift bracelet if you launch there.